Tomas, we are back, my friend. Even the S&P is down 75 cents, NASDAQ up 20, Russell down 18, Dow up 130. Got a mixed bag of tricks going on here, sad enough.
We do. Reddit's now up a dollar. NVIDIA's up $16. AMD's been strong all day.
That SPX zero-day trade usually trades what? The $20 wide with zero days right around this time, 9 o'clock. What does it usually trade at? What do you think? About $4.40, $4.60.
Sure, where is it?
30 cents. It's five. Well, I put it on at 5.75. It's 5.60, 5.75, and it has not moved. It's been staying dead, even with volatility down 30 cents and the market doing nothing. So even though volatility seems to Victor's point of view, seems to be contracting, that front month volatility is staying bid.
They scared the children.
So good little catch by Victor there.
They scared the children.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on 1 second.
I think it's usually in by 60 cents by now.
Okay. A lot of emails today, so I'm just
good.
Pushing things off to the side.
We got a market measure.
Yeah, we do. And it's a really good one. I'm Tom Sosnoff. He's Tony Batista. It's 9:12. It's we're in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Our brand new studios on the West Loop. We're in the West Loop of Chicago. Tasty is a Midwestern firm, born, mm-hmm. stayed, built, all here in Chicago, all with a lot of Midwestern talent. If you've never had a chance to get out to Chicago, you should. It's an amazing city. I grew up in New York, but I've been in Chicago 2/3 of my life. So is Tony. Mm-hmm. We both were born and raised in New York, and we both spent over 2/3 of our life in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And one of the greatest cities in the world. So if you've never been out here, you should get out and check it out. It's beautiful. And if you get out here and check it out, and you want to come by the studios, we're going to be open for business pretty soon. Short swings by. We like it.
Sweet.
We have a couple shows coming up in very short order. A big part of our business is going around the world and introducing ourselves to, we're different than any other brokerage firm ever. And we love going around and introducing ourselves to customers. And we just did a show last week in New York City, last Saturday. We have a bunch of new shows this year. And we're going to be doing live events, like I said, all over the world. We would love you to come out and see one. The next three are in Seattle coming up in May. In June, we'll be in London. And in July, we'll be back in Chicago. So this is a brand new show we put together with six speakers. It's Nikki Batt, Katie, and Mike. That's kind of like our
dream team.
Our younger dream team. Those guys have been working together now for 10 years. I can't believe it. But
The
kids are all grown up. Katie's actually been here the longest of those three, and they're all over 10 years, which is awesome. And then Jermall, Pete, and myself, we've been on the road last year together doing two different shows. This is a collaboration with a futures exchange and an options exchange. And we are... six speakers, almost 2 hours and 40 minutes of content. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. And we cover an incredible amount of topics on building a portfolio. Nothing is easy about this show, but you get to hear from different people, so we keep it really interesting. We try to tie it all together and loosen things up at the end. We'll be in Seattle. We haven't been in Seattle in... When was the last time we went out to Seattle?
Last time I was there, I think it's been a while.
It has to been. I don't know the last time we were in Seattle, but it has to be 6 or 7 years. Yeah. So if you're anywhere in the close to the Seattle area, please sign up. We've got a big space. We've got plenty of room. We were filled up and sold out in New York, but we have plenty of room in Seattle, London, and Chicago. So sign up early. Every show will be full. So please sign up early in order to reserve a spot. They're free. And if you can't make it, you can just cancel so somebody else can take your spot. But plenty of room in Seattle right now for May 18th. And then we go to London, which is a huge venue. And we can't wait to see everybody in London. Last year, our London show was completely packed. This year, we will have air conditioning.
Didn't have air conditioning last time?
We did not have air conditioning last year. It was hot up there.
That's a rough one.
But this year, we will have air conditioning. It's a beautiful facility. and can't wait to see you in London on June 8th. And then we'll be back in Chicago on July 18th. So,
sweet.
And then we finish up the year Atlanta, Miami, Los Angeles, and Dallas. So these are cities that we didn't go to Miami last year, but these are cities that we try to get to every year. We have lots of customers in each city and the same show. And then we will, in November, December, we'll do a digital version of the show. And so for whatever reason you can't make it, you can have the digital version, the digital collectible of all the shows we do this year. Mm-hmm. And coming up, don't forget, you can sign up for Geeks. It has actually been posted. So in addition to the building complex portfolio, we have six of our geeks. We have so many speakers this year, it's crazy. But Dr. Data going with Ryan Grace.
How surprised he looked. I can't believe he got the nod.
Yeah, he doesn't usually get the nod for anything. Dr. Data, Ryan Grace doing, Dr. Data's doing a segment on AI. Ryan Grace doing a crypto segment. TP, God knows what he's doing. Dr. Jim, who is, I forgot what his topic actually is. But, and then obviously Julia, Anton, and then our math geek, Jacob. Julia, Anton, and Jacob are all on the research team, and all three of them are crazy, ridiculously smart. So a bunch of PhDs. This is the hardest show we do. It's all digital. You can sign up at tastylive.com/events. If you don't sign up, you will never get this. Because this is a sign-up only. If you sign up, you'll get a copy, a digital copy of this. You can either watch it live, or you can get the digital copy, and it's yours forever. It'll be held on a private blockchain. It's free, and hopefully at some point you can move it into our wallet, but right now we're holding it on a private blockchain, and it's a digital collectible, and it'll be about 2.5 hours long. You can watch it as many times as you want, whenever you want. It's yours.
Beautiful.
But you have to sign up. That's the only thing. That's Geeks on Parade, the 2024 version. All right? And then the next show that, last thing, the next show that we're doing that is the Where's Bat show, that one's coming up in Toronto, Canada. We are going back to Canada. We did one in Houston on March 16th.
I don't know if you can get that thing past customs, but sure, you can try.
Toronto on July 27th. So we'll be in Chicago on like July 18th, and then 2 weeks later we go to Toronto. This is a whole different team. This is Liz, Jenny, Julia, Dr. Jim, Anton, and myself. And
Dream Team Part 2.
Six other people. And so we'll be in Toronto on July 27th. We have not been to Toronto in at least 6 or 7 years. So we're really looking forward to it. Where's Bat? Search for trading's holy grail. All right. You ready for a tough one?
Nice market measure, sure. Even the S&P's unchanged.
Sharply unchanged. Bonds have had a 10-tick rally.
They're 113.25. Yeah, they're 15 ticks off of their lows. Made it.
I did not get filled, just for the record. I tried to buy bonds at 12. I got greedy by a tick, and I never got filled. The lowest we paid today for bonds was...
That cost you 13 ticks right there.
What? Yeah.
That cost you 13 ticks right there.
The lowest we paid all day was 22.
Got it.
Now they're 26.
How does Daddy do it?
Yeah, not very well, obviously. But we'll sell some at 30 just to scalp them if we get lucky. Okay. Daily swings. This is a great piece. This is our market measure sponsored by the SIBO. We thank, huge shout out to the SIBO for sponsoring this and some of our live events. And the reason we take sponsorships from the CBOE and the CME is because we route a lot of business to those exchanges, mm-hmm. and they should contribute to some of the cost to help us, you know, cover the cost. These live events are crazy expensive. We spend millions of dollars a year doing all the events for free. We never charge a penny. So they should pick up some of the costs.
Sure.
Why not? Let's us keep doing everything and do more cities and do it all for free. And they're cool about it. That's the good thing. So daily swings, this piece, 45 days versus zero DTE.
Okay.
Let's go to the first slide, Beth. At Tasty, making a large number of high probability trades has long been our approach to seeking consistent results, and good returns. The extremely active zero DT option market gives traders access to an even larger number of potential trades. In terms of day-to-day swings, this is a question for you. How does the zero DT trades stack up against the more traditional 45-day trades?
Day-to-day swings, how do they stack?
Yes. This one, if you can guess this, I'm going to give you a lot of money.
How do they stack up? Now, considering we're putting them on like we would have done today, you would have done it intraday, right? Nope. Not over.
Zero DTE, the day of trades, how do they stack up risk-reward-wise to, I'm sorry, this is not risk-reward. This is P&L swings only, P&L swings. How do they stack up P&L swings? So for every $1 in risk you take on a zero day, how many dollars in risk do you take on a 45-day? What's the ratio?
Wouldn't it be the other way around? I would think the zero day would be a lot more.
Well, the zero day will be more. So how much risk do you take on a zero day relative to a 45-day? How many more times do you think the risk is?
6-1.
The bat says 6-1. So you think there's 6 times more risk on a zero day than on a 45-day? That's a lot.
It is a lot. I think the loss will be... I think the greatest loss.
We're not talking about losses. We're just talking about P&L swings.
Daily?
Daily P&L swings.
I don't know. It's a tough one. I'm going to stay up there. I'm going to stay five, six times. I'm going to stay there.
5-6 times. High. Okay.
I don't know. Am I that far off? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, you're far off.
Huh. Okay.
Let's go to the next slide. Using 52 weeks of data in the zero SPX DT options trades collected every 10 minutes alongside of 15 years worth of data for the longer dated trades, consider selling zero TT iron flies with either $30 or $20 wide on the wings, okay? Doesn't matter really.
Iron flies.
Whatever.
Right, but you're basically selling the at the money butterfly for, you probably only have $6 worth of risk.
Yeah,
right?
You do. So do you want to change your answer?
Well, if you only have $6 worth of risk, I thought they were doing more like, you know, like a...
No, you have more than $6. You have, like, if you're selling $20 wide, you're probably getting $6. So you're probably $14 at risk.
You think it's that much?
Yeah, most of the time.
All right, I'll keep it. Go ahead. Let's see what happens.
Okay. You can change it. You can make it smaller.
No, I'm okay. Go ahead.
Alternatively, selling the 45-day expiration strangles only at 45 days, okay, at 20 and 30 deltas, okay? So you're taking a lot more bigger swings on the strangles than on the zero day. You want to change your answer?
No.
Okay.
No, I think I'm okay.
Considering the daily absolute changes in P&L as a fraction of buying power. So all we're looking at today is P&L swings. The 45-day strangle versus the zero DT iron butterfly. Mm-hmm. Bat thinks it's about 6 times as much.
Yeah.
Okay. You know why you're going to be so surprised when I pull up the next slide?
Why?
Because it's 50 times as much.
Oh, wow.
So, look at this. These are the 45-day to expiration strangles. Maybe it's not 50, 45 times as much. Actually works out to almost a time a day. So, the average daily P&L change on the 45-day strangles, if you look at the 30 delta and the 20 delta, 45-day strangles, it's about 1.36%. 25% of the time, it's less than, it's basically nothing because you have winners, and 25%, it could be as much as 3 or 4%, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty straightforward numbers. There's 15 years worth of S&P research there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everybody gets this. The average daily swings 1.3% in the S&Ps, or versus, you know, some days it's basically nothing. Some days it could be as much as 4%. Okay, let's go to the next slide. This is the zero DT iron fly. 59% of BPR. And 25% of the time, it's 45%. 25% of the time, it's 89% of BPR.
So the difference is only 15 or 20% of buying power between the two.
They didn't.
So it's only 15 or 20% of buying power. What's the buying power on a... You're looking at $1,400, $1,500. on the 0 day.
Where it's about 7,000.
Yeah.
7,000.
I don't think it's that big of, I mean.
It's pretty big. The only reason is because we would have done it, we would have done it as, we would have done it as strangle to strangle, but the buying power requirement was too high on the strangle for a 0 day.
Sure.
So that's why he did it this way.
Sure.
Anyway, it just shows you how much more risk you're taking.
Sure. You knew it was going to be more. I mean, yeah. It was going to be a lot more, but I didn't.
Yeah, it's way more. I would have probably said 5 to 10 times. Uh-huh. So I would have been right where you are.
Uh-huh.
I would have said 5 to 10 times more. It's actually closer to 45 times more.
Mm.
You know, not on the outliers cases to the upside, but it's still significantly more as a percent of buying power. That's how much more risk you have in the zero DTs. Let's go to the next slide. So the capital committed to longer dated trades is much more stable than the zero DTs. That's why we focus on the zeros. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, that's why I focus on the 45 days. Somebody wrote me this morning. They said, I'm doing a lot of zero DT trades, but I can't get any consistency. And I'm like,
sure, sure.
Yeah, I understand that. That's why, you know. That's why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we push you to longer duration. With daily P&L swings very rarely being more than a few percent of initial buying power, that's on the 45-day trades. The zero DTs, even closed several hours before expiration, commonly saw most of their buying power reduction realizes either profits or losses. So when trading zero DTs, it's vital to keep your position sizing small, drastically smaller than it is for longer dated trades, and monitor the positions carefully for management throughout the day.
Makes sense. Stay mechanical, for sure.
Sure.
Beautiful. Let's take a quick 90-second break and come back. We got more Tasty Live after this with, oh joy, your friend and mine, Mr. Scott Sheridan, Tasty Trade World Headquarters.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing broker.